Send a call and all my niggas with me riding. Dressing room like we keep bitches on the rider. Bus full of white girls singing I can Nelly. Mama, I think I just met me a Madonna. Oh, nah, nah, everything.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Keeping it real goes wrong.
LMAO.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Like I said before, I actually think people can't handle the truth. They can't handle realness. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to realize things within yourself. You know, like, you might not be able to realize your flaws. You might be able to point out your own flaws.
Yeah.
And then you reject when people point them out for you, even if it's for a better cause.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes keeping it real can go real wrong.
Sometimes.
So let's start off with that. An off-duty security guard basically went inside a bar and ordered a Trayvon martini like it was a joke. The thing is, I'm not understanding what big is. So, like, this dude, like, of course, they always, as they always do, like, he wind up losing his job. And, like, I get mad, though, when they don't lose their job. Like, how do you
shouldn't have lost your job.
Hello.
He's an off-duty cop, right?
Yeah. So the thing is, there was a black bartender. That was the person he decided to order that from, was a black bartender, a dude.
Yeah, like, he want to fight or some shit.
Like, and his name was Alubar Bandaloop. That is what the newspaper referred to him as.
Alubar.
Alubar Bandaloop. That is what.
Alubar Bandaloop.
That is what the newspaper referred to him by, and it was an asterisk by it, so I don't think that was his real name.
He made it through kindergarten. That's crazy.
But they showed his picture. That was what confused me. They gave him a fake name, but they showed homeboy on video talking about it. Like, I'm confused. But he's the one that reported it back to the security, because it's like a security force. Not a force, but, like, you know how people have, like, some communities have, like, a security guard that'll drive around and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It was like that type of thing, but it was the kind that protected the strip mall. And the dude got fired, and when Alubar asked him what that drink actually was, like, what does it even consist of, he said it only takes one shot of vodka, like the one shot that put him down. And he thought that was cool.
See,
like, he wasn't going to get
that
hurt for that.
That would have been a day. Like, he wasn't going,
like, negative consequences was not about to happen.
I would have lost my job if I was the bartender.
They kicked him out of the bar because of that. The security company he was with is called Westport Security. Shouts out to y'all for be hiring bigots, you get me? Like, but he got fired. They fired him, though. His name was Michael Darji Jr.
Nah, he crazy. That's somebody you got to watch out for.
Anybody with a last name like Darji.
That's somebody you really got to watch out for.
Like, one shot of vodka.
That means you was out there. You had a gun. Like, you was able to shoot people. You had a gun. For whatever reason, you're a cop. You shoot somebody. You don't know if you're going to get charged for anything. You're walking around a mind state like that.
Like,
I don't know. I think that's very negative and toxic to have those type of people in authority positions and in power. It's just going to lead to nothing but, like, negative. No, it's not the same. Negativity because negativity. Like, that's what happens when you get more. What is that saying that your grandma
violence
used to say?
Violence bring more violence.
Violence bring more violence. But what is that?
You get more bees with honey than sugar, than vinegar. That's what my grandma used to tell me.
You get more bees with honey than vinegar. You bring negativity, you'll get negativity, but if you bring positivity, then you'll bring positive vibe. That's what I always bring with me. Whenever I think of that quote, I think of my grandma.
Yeah, I feel like I've been real.
It's positive. Right, 2018 is the year of positivity. Come on. Don't wait. But you know what's funny? The other day you retweeted, don't be out here faking positive vibes or something like that. I think that was you, or was it someone else on my timeline?
Probably retweeted.
But just, so that's, I just thought of that right now, because we were like, yeah, positive vibes.
Well, yeah, you can't be faking it, so. I feel good. I feel great. I think that this is going to turn out to be pretty good.
What?
You?
Me?
Yeah, working over here. Uh-huh. Sounds to be pretty good.
Thank you. I'm really. I always have a bright future planned for Lit Like Leash. I think it's a good idea. Even if it. That's why I don't make it about me.
I mean, it's a lot of. Actually, I know a lot of people.
could get
on the show. I would love to have those connections. Hit me up. Come on, talk to me after the podcast.
Yeah, of course. I thought you definitely. A lot of people actually.
Mm-hmm. You get the visuals and all that.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. I remember I went to the Curl Fest, and you ever heard of Jessie Wu?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, she's this, like, Haitian Instagram influencer, but then she got, like, rich. Like, she's not rich, but she got famous off of Instagram. And now she works for BET, and she's Haitian, but she's mad cute, mad pretty. She went to Curl Fest and had, like a speaking event, and she was like, you know what? You guys have to stop being afraid to spend money to make money. Because if you act afraid to spend money with the thing that you're passionate about, then what are you really going to do once you try and, how are you really going to achieve that outcome that you're trying to see? Because by not putting the money and investing in it, you're not actually putting forth the effort that you want to get that outcome, so you're not even gonna get that outcome. You're gonna get some cheaper, great value version.
That's true.
The energy you put out is the amount that you're gonna receive back.
I feel like that's definitely true.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
If you don't put enough energy into something, you won't see enough positive results. You'll see negative results.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, to be honest. You gotta put 100% effort into everything you do.
Oh yeah, so you know we could talk about the mysterious case.
Yeah, I mean it's like there's so many cases about her right now.
Oh, she's got many, 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 many pieces of evidence to back up the mysterious case of Nicki Minaj.
Bruh, first of all, she was talking about how good her box is.
I don't even. Have you heard the show? You have. I know you probably haven't listened to Queen Radio.
I heard about it. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna listen to it.
I was thinking maybe you might fill me in, but see, there you go.
Neither of us have heard it. I think the only people that listen to that show are...
Anyone that hates the people that she hates and Barbs.
Those are the only people that listen to that show, and I am neither of those. So.
I don't know. I wouldn't be interested.
Okay, but yeah, you said she was talking about her vagina, her private parts on the show. Yeah. I wish I would have known. I wish I would have listened, because then I would have been able to help.
I didn't necessarily hear myself like I said.
The thing is, though... Is that it's really like the fact that she has a radio show right now is really hilarious, because the thing that Joe Budden, I don't know if you ever listened to his podcast.
Yeah, I like it.
It's amazing.
Podcast.
It's just, I literally wait till Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. Like I'm at work at my desk, like SoundCloud. But now it's gonna be Spotify. Interesting. Great to know. But yeah, Joe Budden was saying that she clowned him for having a podcast 3 years ago, but now she has a radio station, like a podcast.
She isn't. Nikki was young and ignorant.
Now she's young and weird. Like,
she's not think young she at all. I mean, she... Actually, I guess she's young if you want
to. I don't like the way that one tastes. I want to get the hemp going. It tastes like straight blackened mouths. It's very different.
I don't know. Hey, guys. Smoke hemp papers,
please.
Oh,
we haven't told them what we're smoking on now. Same shit. Different flavor. So we're smoking on...
The Dutch.
I call them the Blue Dutch Master. But
we're about to roll the hemp.
Now we're going to roll the hemp because it's...
There's no tobacco. We got to compare these shits. Yes. We compared the wood earlier and the reviews, the hemp paper got it over the wood.
Good stuff.
Labor is consistent. And it burned about twice as long as the wood. That's crazy.
It really is. It's wild because I wouldn't have known that because I used to smoke woods all the time on the podcast. I didn't know that woods really burn that quick, to be honest. We had like 5 heads on the wood and it went kind of quick. And then we had 5 heads on that other one and it was like...
It just kept going. It came back to us. We didn't put in a whole nother... in a double barrel.
Yeah. That other thing was like mad tiny.
Damn, edible got me cooking, guys.
Actual fact. Shouts out again. Brooklyn Supply.
Damn, lit like Leash. Like, for real.
You definitely lit like Leash.
Hey, yo.
Listen, no one believes me when they don't, okay, people don't believe me when I say I'm about this life. Like, I'm about this weed life, this cannabis life.
Yeah, like,
this
you know, the thing is, it's not even the thing about having a lot of weed. It's about having the right weed, the right
exactly
strands and potency.
You can have 1-2 blunts and just be gone, depending on what you're smoking.
Actual fact. Like, here's the thing. You could buy a good ounce, but it could be Reggie, and then you won't really get high off of that. But then you could buy maybe a quarter, and it could be some really high-grade medical marijuana, like, straight from the dispensary type shit. And I think that would make me higher and last me longer, because I won't even have to smoke a whole blunt, probably. I could do half a blunt.
Exactly. I was talking to someone before, my brother, actually. He was telling me how he can't smoke a blunt. He can't
like
smoke
a whole
one
blunt?
Blunt. He can't smoke one blunt and be high. Like, he gotta smoke another blunt. I'm like, then that doesn't mean you gotta smoke some different weed.
You gotta try something a little stronger, sir. Like, yeah, gotta actually plug. That's why I always like to know what the strain is. Not to be like a
Yeah, motherfuckers be popping up these unknown strains.
You ever heard of Leafly?
Yeah.
Oh, I stay on Leafly. Oh, Leafly should sponsor me how much I talk about them on this podcast. Come through, like. Yeah. Somebody some, let Leafly some
weed,
know.
If some weed is red, I want it.
There's actual red weed.
I want it.
Should you trust that? If you see different color weeds, would you trust that? Like, I'm something saying. You're not real
Look at this
to.
Shit.
If it looked like the color of the edible,
nah,
would you smoke that? Man, bye.
Nah, Hannah.
I'm not hitting that at all. What are the puffs coming off of it? That's not crystals. Those look like bacteria.
That looks like one of those, like, 3D, like, UV focused. I would hit that. It has some green in it.
But it's mainly red.
It's scary.
There's a different, like, I had strands that had red in it, but, like, you know, like the, I picture this as more, it's purple, but instead it's red.
So yeah.
Now it's a lot of red instead of purple. I don't know where the fuck.
I'd rather trust
this.
Purple than anything really? Else.
That's like a little ugly monster.
It looks like it belongs on Little House of Horrors. That's a different color. I don't know about that. I don't think I would ever trust that.
Yeah, you heard about the blue one?
What one?
Yeah, it's called Killer Crypt Kush. I didn't mean for me. I didn't make the name. That's actual weed.
Blue?
Yeah. It said it has crippling effects.
Crippling?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to.
It said you smoke this weed, you should just get it and make sure you have your snacks with you, your TV's playing, your remote's by you, all that, because you're not going to be able to move.
That reminded me of that Cat Williams bit when he was like deaf. Like,
oh, you go deaf. D-E-F. Hell yeah.
Stuck for days.
Nah, I remember the first time I ever smoked gas. I mean, I call it gas. Part of me is wax. You know, the weed wax. So,
I've never had wax before. I really want to try it.
Wrapped it around my around the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, they told me not to smoke it and then be alone afterwards.
Oh my God. That's what you're supposed to say when you're talking about mushrooms. 9 seconds
I'm
going to
go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I left like an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
Home, slept for a good 7 hours. We put my ass out.
You were gone? That was it?
Yeah, that was my first experience with it. It just put me to sleep.
That was your first time smoking weed?
No, not weed. Oh. My first time smoking weed, man.
Oh, you mean
I don't
wax.
Even know if I want to talk. Yeah, I'm about to say my first time smoking weed. I don't even
actually,
know
yeah. Actually, I was supposed to ask you that question. When was your first time?
My first time smoking weed.
What would bring
I was
you?
Probably was about 16. I'll never forget this shit.
You were still in high school. Okay, so that's the age that I say that I think we should let kids smoke. I think 16. If I had a kid, I would. If they told me they were smoking at 16, I don't think I would be mad because bitch, you about to drive next year.
Oh, I'm fine.
I don't know. Dumb. I'd rather them tell. I really, I don't know. I'm sorry. I cut you off. You were talking about your first time smoking, and then I'll ask you that question afterwards.
Okay. Man, my first time smoking was really crazy. Like, I was so high. I don't know. Maybe this shit was like some wet or some shit. Maybe somebody fucked my shit up. Because, bruh, I smoked two blunts. Me and my boy, we just smoked two blunts.
What the
blunt? Yeah. So fucking. Oh, you passing this?
Yeah.
Oh, so my fucking bad. High. We go to McDonald's and ball out like $30 type shit.
Yo.
Just on McDonald's. $30 on McDonald's? Mm-hmm. Just us two?
Yeah.
So we start getting hella nuggets and everything. We just ordering shit. High as hell. Like, yo. I want this. I want a Sunday and shit. Going off. Niggas come back. Stoop. Start giving food out to niggas in the hood. Just cause. Because we couldn't finish watching. So I goes upstairs.
Uh-huh.
This is when shit get crazy. This like the part I never forget. Go upstairs in my house. I start playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking high. And I was playing the game, but for some reason, I pictured myself. I was in the seas of... Yo. Bruh, in my mind, I was in the seas of Africa. I never,
oh,
like,
my God.
And the thing is, I don't even know
that
what
took
fucking
a
left. Seas. I don't even know what fucking seas in Africa. And I said swimming with the sharks.
I don't even know what sea in Africa.
Exactly. I said swimming with the sharks. That's all I kept saying. I was high as hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruh, what the fuck is going on? And then I went 2-30. I don't know if you know what that means, Call of Duty.
I haven't played it in a minute.
If you go 2-30, that means you got 2 kills and 30 deaths.
So you really weren't doing that well.
Bruh, I was playing, but I thought I was killing people.
You weren't killing it. But
I was dying.
But you were ignoring the score.
That's what I'm saying. I was ignoring the score, but in my mind, I was just in the season after.
You was in the season. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
LMA, I'm done. Stop. He said he was playing Call of Duty, but he thought he was still in the season Africa and killing it. But what's the Africa? What is the season Africa doing with you?
See, I don't even know what
the playing Call of Duty. It's just a lot going on.
I was stuck. I was sitting there. Then my boy. I'm like, yo, throw me a sandwich. Like, McChicken. This motherfucker throw a McChicken at me. Hits me in the head. Like, hit me in the head with the McChicken. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that shit again.
That wasn't cool.
Yeah, I'm just chilling right now. You know? I'm high as hell.
I don't disrespect you like that.
Throw McChicken. Lucky that shit was good as hell.
I'm done. Cheese. That's what I'm saying. You gotta get a McChicken with cheese. That's what you gotta get.
I'm saying you gotta get it McChicken with cheese and mac sauce.
I wanna definitely stop at McDonald's. I don't know what you mean. You're gonna make me wanna go after this. Like,
Jay, we just came from McDonald's.
I know, but I'm just really a big person at heart. Like, I like food. Like, things happen.
The smallest people always have the biggest stomachs.
Every time you have a serious point, the smallest people.
Guys, they gotta know.
I need y'all to really listen in. The smallest people. I'll make this one.
So, what type of music do you like?
My loyal fans know. I am a diehard Drake fan. Come for the king, get rich with respect. I don't know. Actually, I didn't know where I was going with that one. But I'm a diehard Drake fan. Mm. And I like a lot of, like, underground, like, R&B singers. A lot of people that people don't really listen to. You ever heard of Kalayla?
Yeah, I heard her.
I love her.
You like the indie?
I like indie music that. Like,
yeah, I like the new style
indie R&B. We're going to call it that because I think that's what it's called, but I'm not sure.
I like the new style indie that's kind of like, I like, I think Frank Ocean is part of that.
Yes.
I like Daniel
Caesar. Division. Have you listened to any Division albums? They're definitely Division. The production on their albums definitely give me, like, some of their songs give me chill vibes. Brent Faiyaz, have you heard of him?
Yeah, I heard of him. There's definitely a lot of people that's coming up. You know, what's her name? Callie Uchis.
Like, yes. Her. Yes. Anyone under Tyler, the Creator, I love. Anyone under that.
Internet over there.
Odd Future.
I like the Internet, too.
Internet, yes. They're naming, like, my whole playlist right now.
Yeah, man, that's the indie side of it.
Because I listen when I'm smoking. Like, that's the only...
That's why I listen to Sade and stuff. Like, some Sade.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a vibe. It's definitely an aesthetic, a lifestyle. I'm for it. What do you do?
I wouldn't consider myself just a rapper. Mm-hmm. I'm probably an artist. I like to sing. I like to rap. I played a few tracks with you earlier. Mm-hmm. Different types of beats, different types of styles.
You're able to switch up your flow. Yeah.
But I like to have fun with it too, though. You should be expecting a lot more to drop.
Yeah, especially I think those type of people, the people that can do multiple things and multiple hats in music, they're definitely a creative. That's what I would label creative.
Yeah, and it's like, I like to create stories sometimes when I write.
Like, what do you mean? Like, tell a story with their song?
Yeah, like, either some shit. You have your occasional freestyles and shit. Mm-hmm. Nah, I like to write some art down, to write some shit maybe I didn't see or some shit I didn't been mm-hmm. through. Just make it into a song. Like to have fun with shit though.
I like when people can do like music and still have fun with it. Like when you really love your craft like that, like that's when you know it'll work out for you. I think that's when you get your most best outcome, is when you really put your whole heart, like your love and your passion, not just, all right, let me try and make this quick buck.
Yeah, I had to have a realization lately. I mean, I feel great musically also. Mm-hmm. I've been cooking up a lot lately. Actually, planning to drop one EP before the end of this year.
Okay.
And one before my birthday, which is February 3rd.
Okay. All right. What are you, Aquarius?
Yeah.
Do you fuck with bitches that do zodiac sign?
I mean, it's not a problem with me. Because I peep all of that stuff. I don't necessarily bring it up, but I peep all of that stuff.
He peeps.
I fucks with the whole zodiac thing. I don't necessarily bring it up.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you had to, it wouldn't be you on the date doing it. It would be the girl you took out. It wouldn't
be like vibes, in a conversation
with your homies. It wouldn't be you bringing it up.
She'd bring it up. But you know about it. Probably. I'll probably be wondering it, but I'll probably want to ask her. I'll ask her birthday and then you probably know from that.
Yeah.
Then just kind of like, I see how you're moving a little bit. But you know what people
I know
people
a little
act,
bit about you now.
Yeah, but the way people act is deeper into.
You ever saw things on Twitter where people were like, don't be like, you know me, bitch. You don't know me from my city. I'm done. But no, I can't.
Sometimes that's how I feel. I'm a troll. I'm definitely a troll.
Yeah. Do you troll a lot on Twitter or no?
Yeah. I don't care. It's funny though. Sometimes I shake it up for no reason.
Gotta shake it up sometimes. Oh my god.
I follow a lot of people that be.
Yeah? So you just like to retweet their wild, their craziness?
Yeah.
That way people can't blame it on you. You just thinking it.
I'm laughing and shit.
I'm done.
I'm wild. Sometimes. I didn't tell you my favorite artist or anything. I would say my favorite artist is definitely Jake. Definitely, like, over anybody. Like,
wow.
He's too.
I think everybody else is probably sitting back in silence too, because wow, you came on the right podcast.
I'm about to say in silence.
You came on the right podcast because they know about the Three Kings. I talked about the Three Kings.
Oh, was J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick.
Wow, he's listened. He listened. J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. I get fans, guys.
That's the main. Those the main kings in rap. And like the thing with me, Kendrick and J. Cole, to me, already have that. Okay.
Yeah, you know, Kendrick and
Drake. Like, he's not there. His music style isn't the same as theirs. Though. Like, they all, I think all three of them have different types of music style. And I'm finally realizing this after, you know, after hearing Scorpion and KOG.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I think that musically, I think that they are on the same level. Lyrically, I don't think that Drake is lyrically on the same level as J. Cole and Kendrick. And I think, I'm going to say it, I don't know how you feel, but I think Kendrick is definitely better than J. Cole lyrically. But there are certain songs of J. Cole's that I think are better than Kendrick.
Listen, you don't have to try to not offend me saying...
No, here's the thing. I'm a total J. Cole fan.
I know. I think Kendrick is very... dark.
I know Kendrick played a better lyricist than Cole, in a way.
That's what I'm saying. He's not better.
Say his flows. I would say Kendrick's flows are out of this world. Like, nobody has flows like Kendrick. Actually, nobody has flows like Kendrick. That's what I would say. Kendrick has the flows and he has the lyrics to go with the flows. I would say Kendrick bodies all flows. Then I would say Cole could paint a picture and make you feel the song.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody else could really do that. And he talks about things that are actually relevant in society.
Yes.
And that's my favorite part about him.
Okay.
Talks about things that people actually need to hear.
Okay, so there you go. I was going to say, Kendrick talks more so about his own personal experiences. I think J. Cole raps more for the worldview, like things that are happening to the entire community instead of just personally to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he talks about that. So that's why I'm not saying Kendrick's better than J. Cole. I just think that there are the way that he comes and flows is a little bit better on certain songs than Cole.
So what about Drake?
Drake is not. Drake sorry, is. I love Drake.
He's the master of.
He knows that
artistry.
I think he just knows.
He's a master of artistry.
Okay, yes, I'll take that. No, right. Actually, that's a good ass explanation.
That's why I feel like Drake. He'll make the ultimate hit. He will just make the hit. Drake will make the song that's gonna go on the radio for the next 6 months.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's the master of the hit, the club banger. Yeah. Anything that you think is gonna come in the club, it definitely.
I always say Drake is the most commercial rapper.
He can appeal to any audience without really trying. Like, he can appeal to the white audience, he appeals to the Latino audience. You ever seen the memes when he was like Spanish Drake and it's a Spider-Man and Spanish Drake pointing at? It's like hella Spider-Mans pointing at each other.
Spanish Drake, Latino
Drake, and then the London Drake and the Jamaican Drake.
They all got that shit.
I'm done. But
Drake is—he's a great rapper. Yeah, definitely
on the top. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's my.
He should go top 10 all time. Always. Definitely. You know what
I think the time that he retires, I think it will be a different sound in music. To be honest.
I think Drake will retire within the next 5 years, to be honest.
Definitely. The way he talking and acting, charity donations. Come on. He's letting his mark be known now, so that way in a couple years when he retire, he don't really got to try too hard to stay relevant, because he's going to always have that. Oh, remember when he did that? Or remember that album he dropped? Oh, y'all remember that song? And they going to still be playing some things off of Scorpion, and they still going to be playing some things.
One thing people don't notice when they listen to Drake, you probably heard Drake every day.
Yes.
For the last 10 years.
Oh, yes.
Like, for the last 10 years of your life, you probably heard Drake at some point throughout your day.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is annoying. But I fucked with Drake. His music is fire. Scorpion is actually a good album.
Word.
My favorite Drake album is probably still Nothing Was the Same.
Wow.
But Take Care is his best album.
I think you really... All right, so you definitely paid attention. Good for you. I think you was a good student in class because you paid attention to the podcast. Because I said all of this already. Definitely his best album was Take Care. Nothing But Bangers. Okay. But Nothing Was the Same was definitely a good club. Not club. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's some shit you gotta ride around to at night. I thought it was the same.
It's a vibe. That's what I'm saying. It's a good vibe album. Like, if you need a vibe for a second.
Yeah, like, let me turn this on real quick.
But that's what it's saying. I thought it was the same. You trying to cry for a bit, but don't take care.
Word, take care because you're too damn. Like, you be sitting there like, what
the fuck? In your feelings. Like, what did I do? Where did I go wrong?
All right, so what do you think is your favorite core album? If you have one.
It's going to have to be Forest Hills Drive, not to be corny.
That's not to be corny. That's not to be corny.
I know that probably would be, but I'm trying to think most recent. If I want to go back to Mixtape Cold, then...
No, I mean, you go either way, but Forest Hills Drive is what you said.
I'm not even about to say the album. I don't even know what album I would say if it was Mixtape Cold, but okay.
Well, my favorite album is Forest Hills Drive also.
Always.
But it's in competition right now with KOD. I've been listening to that for the last...
See, here's the thing.
KOD is amazing.
Like, KOD hurt my feelings.
KOD, don't tell me how. Tell me how you think it hurt your feelings.
I want to see God. I think you did.
You did what?
I feel like you're looking so disappointed right now. I don't even want to say it. It didn't hurt my feelings, like, really, like, to be honest. Like, I'm joking a little bit. It hurt my feelings because I felt like the main theme behind there, when I was listening... But okay, so I don't think that was the main theme when you listened to the music, but I feel like, didn't he go on an interview and say that he doesn't want people to do drugs because of the album? That's not what he's trying to intend, that he doesn't want anyone actually to do any drugs. Like, it's just a metaphor, per se.
Yeah.
It hurt my feelings. I'm like, dang, I thought we were really talking about drugs out here. Like, nah. We're really putting a perspective, I mean, a spotlight.
Know. But you know, he's not that type of person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why.
But like, that's why I fuck with even more. Like, when it hurt your feelings that he wasn't talking about, like, oh shit, you heard that? Like, oh shit, go tell niggas to drink lean. Pop pills.
Let's do it. Let me stop. No,
let's do it.
Not at all. No.
It's like the concept. It's like the concept of the whole tape. I mean, yeah. The album.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the crazy thing with Cole. Like, he could put a theme, a hidden theme in his music. That if you really paid attention, window if you're pain, a true coach, yeah.
You ever heard Windowpane?
No.
Windowpane on KOD. These are a few songs you actually should check out. Three songs.
Pay attention.
Windowpane. You have Brackets, and you have
Brackets.
Born. Wait.
Anything off? Okay, addict. Sweet. All right, go ahead.
I forgot what it's called. Born Addict, some shit like that.
Born Sinner.
No, it's not Born Center.
That's an album, though. I don't know what you're talking about. What
are
you
talking about? Never mind.
Is it Born Center? I was going to say anything off of Born Center is also a good classic from Cole, but...
That's everybody's favorite album.
But that's what I'm saying. Oh, wow. That was a shady face.
That's everybody...
Wait, look at
that's everybody's favorite album.
He said...
I mean, it's a great album.
It's a good album, but...
Like, there's nothing wrong with it, like...
Okay.
Pardon me, pardon the face.
Your face is telling.
There's nothing wrong with the album.
That's everybody's favorite album. And then did the face.
I mean, majority of the time, I ask people, what's their favorite J. Cole album? They say Born Sinner.
Of course, because that's the one that had the most, like, popularity. A couple of the songs were more popular on the radio. I don't know if you heard about New Edition. Have you heard anything on New Edition lately?
No, I haven't.
Anything interesting? Well, I have. I pay attention to the Shade Room. I don't know about you.
Here and there.
I live for the Shade Room. So New Edition had a fallout. I don't know if you know that they after the movie came out, they started making, they came back together. Four of the people in the group came back together, and now they called RBRM.
Oh, okay.
And that's because one of the members, Ralph... Chausson?
Yeah.
He owns the actual name New Edition. Like, he bought it out with somebody else. I think the other member that isn't in the New Edition.
Yeah, so.
He bought it out. And so Bobby Brown went on an interview and was like, yeah, you know, there was some shade.
Old ass singing niggas. Old ass singing niggas out here beefing and shit. Yeah, like, hey, you can't be on the group. Can't sing with us, nigga. Can't dance with us.
Now you're not getting a name.
Now you're not getting a special jacket.
I'm keeping all the trophies anyway.
No, we got the windbreakers on deck.
What? Why are you coming with the songs on him like that. He deserved it. All right, so Bobby Brown and the rest of RBM, or I'm going to call them RBM, even though that's not their name, because it's a lot of initials. They're on tour right now. And they were talking to somebody. He said that Ralph Tripson did shade by buying the name out from under the rest of the group. And Ralph Tripson was on vacation, saw this on the Shade Room like I did, and went and made a whole IG post about it, like, saying he wants to keep the integrity of the name, so that's why he brought out the group's name, and that if he was going to, basically he was like, put me in a group, and then you can get the name, basically. He was like, you can't keep the New Edition name without all the members, the original members of the New Edition. Like, so I bought out the name.
It's a fucking old edition. This shit is like, I don't know.
It's petty.
Yeah, to y'all me, it's not petty. Like, y'all old as hell, yeah. I think you still got it like that.
They mean, like, it, they all got pot bellies. Come on.
I mean, but if they still singing like that, maybe they can do it. But
why they can't here? Even do the same dance moves they did 25 years ago. Come on, stop.
They beefing through song.
Through IG. They're beefing through IG. like they are.
These niggas.
Yo. Hey, yo. Oh, wait. We didn't finish.
This Kush is fucking crazy.
Like that him cone?
Both.
I know. Something's up. I gotta tell. Brooklyn Supply. Shouts out. Bro, stop. Anyway. Did you hear about Nicki Minaj?
What happened with her now?
She said that she understood why Kylie ran from her at the VMAs. Because Kylie was standing by her man, so that's why she ran from her at the VMAs. She loves Kylie. That's what she said on her dumbass radio show. That's why I love Kylie. It don't matter. I could see why she did it. Just like Harry Tubman and her race. Did you hear that comment? I know you did. Everybody was talking
about that. I heard that. And I think...
Do you think Harry Tubman was eating rice? Tell me the truth. You think she had the money to get rice like that? She was out here free and slave. She was rich. They had to pay. Maybe
yeah, after a while she was eating rice.
Huh?
After a while she was eating rice.
Yeah, after a while, she ran enough bread to get some rice.
Yeah, she had bread. Yeah, definitely.
Did they really eat rice like that back then? I didn't know. Because it made me sad because I couldn't really even think of a food that I would think from slave times. Like, what's a food that you think, like, you know, was in slave times? I can't even think of any of the movies I've seen.
Porridge or some shit.
That's what I want to say, porridge. But then is that racist?
To who? I mean, well, blacks.
Like, we can only afford porridge. Because,
I mean, they say, like,
shit like that in the Holocaust. Porridge is like the shit you used to make out of, like, dust. I don't know. What do you make porridge out of? Oats and something? Oats and...
Oh, man.
Is it plain oats and water?
Nah. I mean, it depends. Because you can make different types of porridge. But it wasn't no fancy shit. So, yeah, most likely oats and water and shit.
Yo, I wonder how this is going to sound. Because I'm so close to this microphone. But then again,
How does it sound? I feel like it sounds good, too.
Are you enjoying it? Or are you just... Oh,
yeah, that's so yeah, we got to pass me the blunt.
I know. I feel bad. You know, yo, you want to hit like, come get the... But no, never mind. I'm going to talk about Tinashe.
Okay.
Have you heard thing on Twitter with Tinashe?
No, I haven't heard about Tinashe.
Isn't that sad? That's the point. Nobody's heard anything from Tinashe.
Oh, shit.
She had an album. Did you know that? She dropped the whole album.
I want to say I heard about it, but I don't want to lie, so no.
A week ago.
Oh, no, I definitely didn't hear about that. Tinashe, I'm sorry.
That's how everybody feel, though. Somebody came out with a fake-ass tweet that really, like, disrespected her and was like, she sold 32 copies.
Nah, you're lying. You're lying. A fake-ass tweet, right?
One physical. 32 total.
She bought that physical.
She gave it to her mama.
Tinashe, your mom made you buy out.
Hey, yo. Yo, that's crazy.
I should stop.
Ooh. Oh, shit. I timed it wrong. I mean, have to go until 7.
Yeah, I know, but I just restarted for another 30.
Oh, thanks.
40.
You don't. Thanks.
40 minutes. It's 7:10, but I'll stop it.
Do you think it's better to be an independent artist in this industry? Yes. Or is it better to have the label still be the dream?
No, I think it's better to be more independent. I think, well, you know, the thing in the industry, I believe, depends on what you know, who you know, who you trust. And it's like, can't really, it's not one set path for anybody.
Yeah.
But I personally believe the independent thing is something I always wanted to work towards, definitely.
Because you've seen, like, the success of other people.
Yeah, like, just building your own team, people around you that actually want the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
From the ground up, different artists, producers, photographers, everybody that do all types of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, build that type of shit up, have your own label at some point. Get your own label.
Mm-hmm.
Build that shit even higher. Get more money. What you gotta do? Should've turned into something.
That's what I think. Like, once you have your own, when you have your own control over all your own stuff, there's nothing that can limit you. You can wind up making, you determine how much money you make. You determine with the effort that you put out. Because it's all on you. It's not. But then again, I don't know. Some people rather go for
the label. I think that a lot of these labels give people in these contracts.
But then they dog you out like they did
tonight. Yeah, what happened to her contract?
Nobody heard of her album. No one really.
Oh, no, they didn't promote her shit.
Well, where her stuff?
That's the thing. Some of these albums will hold you back from even dropping your album. Oh, yeah. Some of these labels will hold you back from even dropping your album. So you don't really want that. You want control of all. You want all your funds to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a little harder to promote or, like, to get seen or to be noticed or be taken more serious.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're doing you and you get your fan base, you stay true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
That's all going to come to you.
That's facts.
You can't necessarily be greedy. Just do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it. Whatever comes to you, come to you.
See, this is the thing that I be thinking about sometimes, though, like, when it comes to, like, making sure, like, that whole quote of, like, reap what you sow type situation. Like, making sure you put out the same energy that you want to bring back in. Like, what if it applies, like, how does that apply when it comes to, like, violence and, like, street life and, like, living in, like... Because, like, I remember I saw this story the other day about, like, this dude, he turned himself in because he had, like, basically, like, this little girl got shot and killed. This 10-year-old girl. And it was over, like, gang violence and stuff. And I was like, I wonder why people go into that life and not understand that there will be that outcome, like, something like that that could happen. Like, what is your take on that situation, like, gang rivalry and putting out the same energy that you may make sure that you have in your life?
You mean, what do I mean? What do I think about gang violence?
Yes, like the energy that people put out by being in a gang, like knowing that there might be that negative outcome.
I mean,
like just a lot of people, dudes, like living in the like the environment that you've grown in.
A lot of people, I honestly, to me, it's not necessarily about the energy that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about where we were put in, like where you're raised. You know what I'm saying? Like society around everything is good. Everything is just. It's lower class, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people gotta get it how they live.
To make it into
life. Yeah, and that's to be on the block and get your money. You know, some niggas get out there and they get in the violent part of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they wild out and shit. So, I mean, there's different places that people do that. And people just can't, you know, you just gotta learn your way around the streets in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't think, like, the energy with, like, the thing with the little girl, and they, once you're in the gang, people know how it is in that life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they have no choice but to do things like that to survive in the street. You can't just be on a nigga block trying to sell your product.
Yeah.
And you ain't, you feel me? You ain't ganging on that shit, nigga.
That happened in a lot of Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, but it's like you're kind of forced into certain lifestyles.
Yeah,
you can't really judge people for that. I don't. You can't really judge people for it.
Of course,
like,
no. Even when everybody has to,
like,
grow,
you see, he turned himself in. Everything for me. He knew he did was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, every man should know that
exactly
what he did is messed up, and you gotta turn yourself in for that.
Exactly. I don't know if I should move on to that topic because that's... That was a sad topic for a second. So I'm going to go to another slightly serious topic. Did you hear about, have you heard of Doja Cat?
Yeah. I know you said. I kind of like her. I like her.
Why do you like her? You just like her in that moose, that fucking cow suit. Stop being a man if you like her in the cow suit.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice suit. But her music is actually pretty good.
You know, she's been dope for a long time, though. Yeah. To be honest, lyrically, because, you know, she's been awesome.
That music, that video was more of a promotion video for her actual name.
Actually, yeah. Doja Cat. But no, the thing why I bring her up, though, is because, like, she was involved recently with saying, like, that whole, I'm not going to say it. The derogatory word for being homosexual, the F word.
Okay.
She got in trouble with saying that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But the thing is, I'm sad because I love Doja Cat since No Police. Like, when that came out 2015, I was down. Like, I was.
See?
So, but the thing is, like, she says that she always dropped the F word. Like, this is something how she talks to her friends that are gay and live the LGBT lifestyle. But, like, what do you think about, like, rappers and artists saying stuff like that, like derogatory words that are offensive to the LGBTQ community?
I believe music is something that I believe is more of a choice to listen to. And I also believe it's an art,
mm-hmm.
which whoever is putting the music out should be able to express their art.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it can definitely be, like, fucked up in that sense, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I think, like, it, we all know it's wrong.
Yeah, we do.
But the way we live, that's his free speech or her mm-hmm. free speech
mm-hmm.
to say what they want. Well, you know, if it's like in a song or something like that, mm-hmm. I believe. I don't know.
I think she said it on her Twitter a lot. Like when she was tweeting back at people, she would call them the F word.
Why is that so funny?
Okay, so, all right.
Why is that so funny?
The thing is because she used it as a clapback. But the way she clapped back, I personally think it was a good clapback, but she shouldn't have said the word. That I agree with. But the way she would clap back, the clapbacks I read today, they were funny to me. But not, if she would have dropped another word, sure, it would have still been funny, but
it's like she was, like, really trying to come at
it. Yeah, she made sure it hurt, like, for some reason. Like, and that was used in a hurtful way, so I don't agree with it that way, but yeah. It was just vicious.
You trying to shame somebody for their, like, what they like.
Yeah, like, come on. But
and we way past that.
Like, yeah. But in a song, I can agree that's your free speech. I can't get fully mad
at Offset you. And Offset said something about her hang with queers, and they got mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was, like, I don't know, I laughed at it, but it's like, why the hell would he say that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what the vibe is. It's like, it's funny, but then you think, damn, like, maybe not that
it's
way.
It's like, you ain't have to say that. Yeah, it's like, but it's funny as hell.
It's funny to say.
Like, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, sue me. I'm sorry. I thought it was a funny way to come at people, but it was still a wrong word. Yeah. So, did you have anything to talk about before I say this last thing? Because you're trying to read it before I say
it. I can't see shit right now. Oh, you can't? I'm so high up in the clouds right now.
Welcome to Lit Like Leech.
I'm trying. I can't see. That's crazy.
That's why we're camouflaged. So I can be like John Cena.
Oh, man. John Cena, bro. Didn't he retire?
I think so.
John Cena.
He used to keep it real, real.
Man, you can never see.
Exactly. I used to go in there because I used to have a crush on him. And I used to watch WWE when I was a kid. And I was like, nah, let me not. Let me stop watching this. Because I think that's when I started really realizing that.
He's a big brother white guy.
There's something out there. There's some things out there. Anyway, what do you got? What is the topic that you found interesting this week if you were perusing or chatting it up in your smoke sessions or talking to yourself when you're smoking? What did you think was interesting? Does no one else do that? I do that. know.
I haven't exactly. Took much down. I was literally.
You saw me, but you texted me something. Who did you text me?
I texted you a few things, actually.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Thrasher? What is it? Is it a good brand to buy? I have to start upgrading my wardrobe.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I just got this shirt.
Are you serious? Where'd you get it from?
I just got it.
Oh, you just got it from somebody. Okay.
I'm like.
I want to start doing thrifting. Is that a thing? Like buying from people those Instagram thrift stores.
I mean, thrifting. I have to go thrifting. Thrifting because you find different things for the low.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well. Let's see. Aretha Franklin.
See. The realest of the real. That's the OG. That's definitely.
See. A lot. Basically, a lot of these younger artists.
Oh, you sitting up this area.
Don't. Nah, it's not that bad. Like, I'm just saying, a lot of these younger artists need to pay homage for real.
Ooh. You sending shots?
Nah. I'm not sending shots. I'm guessing, just like, I'm sorry. It's a lot of great artists.
I do that.
It's a lot of great artists in music that have legendary music. I feel like throughout time now, their music is just like falling off. Like, like not that it's falling off, like it gets bad or anything. I mean, it's like so much music coming out and it's so much different. Like, music has changed that it's like they don't. The style of music has changed to the point where they don't want to look back into it. It's like, right now, you don't want to go back and play some music from the 40s, some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Or what, like, what are you going to find? What are you going to find? Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, you're going to find like, a sound. You're going to find a sound to something. But, like, I feel like these older songs, like, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, they're just going to fall off. I hope they don't. Because, Lord, I'm not trying to hear. I'm waiting for the next stage of music. Like, music changes every, I would say, like, 8 years.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one that noticed that there was,
I think, like, it changed in, like, 2012.
Something like that. Now this, like, weird bitty bop type situation. I don't know, like, I feel like everybody sounds like trap. Not trap.
I sound like it's a trap bop thing. Like,
thank you.
It's like trap pop.
Trap scat.
It's just like it hurt.
Is that up there with screamo? That's one of those weird. Let me not listen to that genres. Maybe pray afterwards, genres.
Definitely.
Trap scat.
yeah, that's a whole different type of genre right there. It's a whole show.
Some of you got perfected. But yeah, I understand what you mean with that. Definitely. Trap. What were we talking about? I'm sorry, I got distracted by trap scat. Jesus.
See, you got me like. I don't even. I feel like I'm like 500 blunts in, but I'm not.
Did I count? Supposed to count. Like, I told you I was going to count.
Probably like five.
We're at five, yeah. Well, six before you got here.
Oh, yeah. Got that. I was pulling up. And then I was again smoking the tobacco.
You were
not. I'm not smoking. I can't smoke no more tobacco. Please.
After this.
Guys, I advise you, don't smoke tobacco.
Why? Why are you advising the listeners of...
Because I really...
No blunts. 2K18.
No. All right. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin anybody's vibe.
Does he not know what we do?
I like... I see. We two different types, right? I think it'll work because you actually like the, you know, my vegan roll-ups and stuff.
I do,
what
actually.
What do we consider that? As blunt?
I think that's under the realm of papers.
Papers, right? It's like a paper, so... I mean... It's no tobacco.
It's not tobacco, though, and very smooth.
It has smooth and has better taste.
Super smooth.
So I advise people get them. Once you smoke them, after you smoke it, whatever flavor you have, you'll have the taste all over your lips.
I have the hemp paper, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What were you saying?
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
For the last topic.
Of course.
Yeah. What is your take on sex toys?
Wow.
Your eyebrows are raised.
I'm just saying, what type of sex toys? Like,
the only reason I bring this up is because, like, you know, dildos, bullets.
Yeah. Women have all of those things.
Good take.
A woman to pull out a whole damn guy. Out the closet with a dick.
No, but that's not fair because men also have a whole damn woman for them. And a miniature version that they can put in their pocket.
That is something I need to invest in. That's like, what, the pocket pussy?
I think those are so great. Those are hilarious.
I mean, I don't really need to carry it around with me. That's some, you know.
That's some, I'm a celibate type of dude.
Yeah, I mean.
Would that count for celibacy? That's a question.
If you run around all day carrying around a pussy in your pocket, you understand it's creepy? I mean, it's creepy.
Is that the type of person you would, like, stay away from if you saw him in a grocery aisle? You would, like, walk on the other side of the grocery aisle.
Why would you? I mean, because
you saw that person. Some nigga with a pocket pussy. Like,
is
there a look?
I mean, I want to touch his hand.
There's definitely a look for somebody with a pocket pussy. What does that person look like? I think definitely a comb over, some oversized glasses.
But women have all types of toys glasses. That's crazy. Like,
it's because these are the men that we've probably encountered, but we've never, like, we subconsciously mixed them all together into one.
But what about women in the strap? They wear a strap, but, like, what, you don't, like, I didn't, like, how you saying that, like, like, moaning this shit for what? Like, moaning, you don't feel that shit, right?
Who,
like, I don't
us?
Know, I don't, I if mean, I don't we, know if a
we're
girl,
strapping,
yeah,
who?
I don't know
well,
if a girl.
We gotta think of, no, but we have, if you, it depends on the sex of the person that you are strapping, I feel like. If you're strapping a female, you're gonna moan just for her pleasure. Yeah, you got stalkers. You're gonna have to get that solved. I think you could call Verizon or whoever. You got random numbers. It's different numbers every time.
Nah, it's the same number, but I picked up last time and ain't.
Maybe the listeners, one of them is, like, you know, a helper person like that. They can help you with suicide lip. Maybe like the hotline people. Are those people?
Man, listen.
I can hook you up. I got you. I'll tweet it at you when I get it. Because they really want you to answer.
Hello. Yeah. What? Who this? No, who this? I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is.
Maria?
You heard that shit, right?
That was good. All I heard, that's the only thing I heard, because she said that loud as fuck.
Maria. Yeah, what's good? Then calling me and she's like, why? I'm about to block whoever the fuck that is.
He said, boom. How you gonna sit there and bang on her like that? She really could have been explaining something. I'm like,
nah,
friend.
Man,
that was
a dude.
Oh, I figured this
said
Maria.
Yeah, like, it sounded like they called me from that house phone. Like, the fuck out of here. Why the block is stupid shit?
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have solved the mystery of who keeps calling
Maria.
But it's a dude.
Some dude and his wife must be Maria.
Maria.
Shout out to them.
Listen in.
Now you look like Leash.
Safari is getting a mold of his 10-inch dick done.
I'm about to do that.
For a dildo, and he's going to be selling it. Well, he's getting how much money?
We can just make
$7 million deal.
$7 million off that type of shit, like.
$7 million for your pick, like basically a dick pic. $7 million for your dick pic, an everlasting one because it gets made into a dildo and it just it stay there because it's plastic, and plastic is non biodegradable, as we all know. So it stays there.
He about this nigga's a.
But think about it, it's gonna really sell because you remember how big it was when his dick pic blew up on the internet. Everybody was like, "Look at the peen."
Safari blew up and his music.
I love how he's not like, he's deflecting the topic from the pain back to the music. That's just a guy thing, I guess.
I think it is.
He's going, no pain. We're going back to Safari and this rapping.
I'm saying, he only had one good
song, and that was like all he sang at the BET Award.
Safari, better get your money, my boy. I'm telling you that. After all that Nicki shit, better get your money. Shit, I'm mad. I didn't think of it first. I'm mad I didn't think of it first.
Wait, so you would do it?
Hell yeah. I should have did it first.
You would get your dick mass produced for millions of women to have personally in their bedside table.
Yes, I would do that.
For $7 million?
$7 million, yes. I feel like it should be worth more. But I was like, all right, maybe, at least 1 million, you know, that'd be good, you know, just in case they think
it's
about
seven,
me.
It's seven, though. He got a good deal then.
Yeah, that's a great deal. But all I need is 1 million.
I saw, when I looked on the Shade Room comments after I saw the Shade Room's post about it, I was looking like, these bitches is thirsty. They need love. Who made y'all? All I saw was nothing but eggplants and skeleton pieces.
So you wouldn't get the Safari?
Hell no, that's 10 inches of pain.
Said pain.
In plastic, that's what I mean, it's pain. It's not moldable and it's not flex. It's a dildo. It's not going to go with you. It's going to stay rigid in one position. It's not moldable. I don't like those things. If it's like, I'm not paying a bunch of money. First of all, then you're only going to charge my money for it because it's Love & Hip Hop. Now I gotta get an extra tax for him being a reality TV star. So no, I'm not about to pay that much money for a peeing. Thanks. I'll just stick to the dick pics.
Yeah, I'm about to just see how I sign up for that.
All right, I'll hit you with the link. I'll ask Safari.
What?
Do make my hookups, connections. You know.
I need have to my know how to how do this.
Oh, I shouldn't have clapped. My bad. I forgot. I was on the podcast. Was loud.
Dun.
Is that the Funk Flex
Bombs? Yeah.
Hey, yo, you're killing me. You didn't have any other topics? I forgot. Is it time? And I'll be set up 5 minutes. All right, we need something to end it off with. Because, you know, the lead track of the week ain't included in this part.
Right. What's next week's topics? What do you think something about?
I'm still one because I think it was from. Oh, did y'all hear about Bow Wow? I'm continuing the mysterious
Bow Howard.
Bow Wow, yeah.
Bow Howard.
We're not gonna bring up these played out tweets, bro. It was funny after Bow Wow and Ice Cube, and then it went to Chief Keef. And then it went to whoever else decided to have a name. And it was kind of weird, and I'm not with it. But Bow Wow destroyed the set of Growing Up Hip Hop the other day. I think it was yesterday. I'm not sure. Nope. Friday. It was Friday. He destroyed the set. He had a mental breakdown, it said. And the other day, though, he was talking about his mental health, like,
yeah, I saw that.
He was tweeting about it. He was tweeting about that miscarriage that his baby mom, his girlfriend supposedly had, quote unquote, and his slow death in music. Like how people don't really listen to Bower Howard anymore.
Niggas don't care about Bower Howard.
Damn, Bowie. That's deep.
But it's like it's not that we don't care about Bow Wow. Bow Wow, you fell off. I feel like you feel like you're entitled to more fame.
Yeah.
Than, you know, you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that might eat away at some point.
It already has. He's destroyed the set because no one cares. For Bower Howard. Oh, it's not funny no more? I thought it was funny when you
it's
said it.
It's not all right, funny.
That's what I thought.
It's not funny.
Bow Wow. It's not funny.
I wish the best for Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm talking about his mental health.
Yeah.
And how he's not okay. But it's up to him. Up to him to do what he got to do. Mm-hmm. To not worry about how other people view him. Mm-hmm. And what. Just get yourself back up. Get yourself back up. Even if he got to go make a track that's hot. Man, look, if Tiger could go out there. Tiger went out there and make a track that was hot.
Sometimes you got to know when you fell off and let it go. Everybody else done it.
I'm saying that Obama need to do something to get another movie or something.
If you want to be relevant so bad, then yeah, sure. But sometimes you're not relevant.
Bring back Light Mike.
Light Mike was 2005. Come on, we were like in 10th grade.
He could try to be Light Mike again when Mike came back and played for the Wizards.
Stop trying to bring back. See, people always trying to bring back the past, especially black people. Black people always trying to live in the past.
They like, then your old ass trying to be like, yo, word. Still trying to get this Space Jam too. Tomorrow LeBron gonna be in it. And now Steph Curry.
Hey, yo. I'm done.
That'd be the whole Warriors lineup in there.
The whole Warriors lineup? Nah, we need to. Everybody pray for Bow Wow, though. Really. Like, he got some serious issues. He needs some prayer. Put him in your prayer circle.
Anybody pray for Bow Wow?
But, I mean, yeah. I guess that's pretty much our time, right? Pretty much.
Just about. I think we're.
To the second.
Both. Friday.
Out of my damn mind. I'm like...
she has me more lit than I've been in a long time.
So expect that future guest co-host and such. You know what? We should have Naughty back on here. We should get him...
We could definitely have more time to be on here.
Yeah.
I'm we're interested all about vibes in coming to... I want to see next week and the week after. You going to do them here?
Yeah, I'm gonna always be here.
All right.
You know where to find me.
I'll be here too. And I'll bring you some people too.
Yeah, come through Rike Studios. Seriously, Patterson, New Jersey.
Let's get it.
I thought you were gonna go chip.
You know, I'm in here.
Chip.
I love like, how we're rappers. I'm lit like Leash.
What are you gonna say?
I'm lit like Leash.
Oh. I like that plug. That was shameless. Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's the end. We're about to play the Litty track of the week. Just remember that you guys need to thank Naughty for coming on. And then hit him up on Twitter.
Thank you.
Plug your Twitter. Come on. Before I end it. I'm going to end it.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Naughty King T. NaughtiKingT.
Is that all caps?
That's not all caps. Damn. Just the end is caps.
That would have been easier. Okay. Just the end is caps, guys. The end.
Got it.
Lord, I'm high. All right. So remember to keep those blunts lit for me. Pray for me. And keep that mind spark. Toodles.
Lil Perk. I'm going to paint on a face like I'm Doodle Bar. Jumping. Ooh. That pussy like I scuba dive. Boy, don't test your luck, could be the day that you finna die. AK-47 round my arm like a shoulder pad.
Chase the money, chase the money, chase the money.
Oh. Huh? Oh. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Whoa. If I see you, I'ma watch you, hit you and your nephew. Came in with a big drum, wet you like a stencil. Line a nigga just like a pencil. Let you hold my floor, yeah, I just bless you. I just fucked a fire red, dropped it on a jacket. Drop a fold a nigga like a pamphlet. Uzi make him juju, he thought it was voodoo. For the big one time, she said that I'm rude. Serving to my auntie, yeah, she a good custody. Ooh, she know that I'm keeping that good musty. Serving to my uncle, my weed looking fluffy. Yeah, my uncle a good custody. I'ma paint on her face like I'm Doodle Bar. Jumping, That pussy like a scuba dive. Boy, don't test your luck, could be the day that you finna die. AK-47 round my arm like a shoulder pad. Party chains around my neck, bitch, I'm drippin'. Bitch, I'm 6 grams in a blunt and I'm sippin'. Bitch, I get them birdies and I put them in the kitchen. BB's on my rollie and the Cuban call me 50. If I see you, I'ma watch you, hit you and your nephew. Came in with a big drone, wet you like a stencil. Line a nigga just like a pencil. Let you hold my flow, yeah, I just bless you. I just fucked a fire red, dropped it on a jacket. Drop a fold a nigga like a pamphlet. Uzi make him juju, he thought it was voodoo. For the big one time, she said that I'm rude.
My grandma got a fake tag, auntie on probation. Damn. Bitch, I'm in the hood, serving junkies in a Maybach. So you kiss on hair on, spilling on my dreadlock. Juju on your grandson, knock your nephew head on. Knee back, dime back, tell it in a corner. Before you saw my dick, you better sign an honest closure. Uber driver took me to the trap in a Toyota.
Uber.
Goddamn, yeah, you flexing, cut my name in Lopon. Bitch, you very ugly, please don't have me for no tip. I'm a millionaire, but I Uber pull a bitch.
Ooh,
I just draw like 30 Zannies and a sip charm. I'm a rock star, got some top at lobby at the A-Law.
If I see you, I'ma wet you, hit you and your nephew. Came in with a big drone, wet you like a stencil. Line a nigga just like a pencil. Let you hold my flow, yeah, I just bless you. I just fucked a fire red, dropped it on a jacket. Drop a fold a nigga like a pamphlet. Uzi make him juju, he thought it was voodoo. For the big one time, she said that I'm rude.